Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from our sponsor. The Daily Compliance News for June 1, 2023, the he said edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal. Former Morgan Stanley executive Jess Staley, who's being sued by Morgan Stanley because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, says he discussed Epstein's account with Jamie Dimon, the current CEO. Jamie Dimon said, never happened. So you do have to wonder about anything Jess Staley says, given the public fines and penalties for unethical behavior he has had to pay. Nevertheless, if he has documentation to back that up, it's going to make it difficult, certainly for J.P. Morgan to claim that he is the one who kept Epstein around. Next up, from Al Jazeera, reporting that Malaysian Anti-Corruption Authority, or the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, the MACC, said that it believes J. Lo, the fugitive financier from the 1MDB scandal, is hiding in Macau. And they said there are several individuals who claim to have seen him recently in Macau. And it could be that Mr. Lo's time under protection from China is working its way towards an end. Next up from the Financial Times, a very interesting article on work-life balance by Emma Jacobs and Jude Weber on whether employees have the right to completely log off. And can employees ignore emails and messages from their bosses at night and on weekends? Well, under a policy proposed by Labor Party opposition leader Angela Rayner, the answer would be yes. There would be formal limits to electronic contact, and employees would be protected with the right to switch off at home. That's certainly an interesting topic. If you've worked in a law firm or if you worked in an energy company or basically any company in America, you know, you never can turn off. You hope they won't call you. You hope they won't email you, but sometimes they do. So it'd be an interesting right to see exist. And our final story today comes to us from Reuters. And it reports that Boeing 737 MAX relatives of those who were killed in the two air crashes may pursue pre-impact victim compensation claims. A U.S. judge ruled that the relatives can seek compensation for the pain and suffering those employees sustained when the plane was hurtling towards the earth. So more trouble for Boeing. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.